All right. Well, y'all see the buildup? Y'all see what's going on? The U.S. now is moving B-2 bombers into the Indian Ocean. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. The Houthis and them, man, have been bombing Israel. There is a great military escalation that is going on over there in the Indian Ocean. The Sea of Reeds. And, I mean, the Houthis, they bought in, no, what did Yemen bring in? 3,000-something ships, little bitty ships, stuff like that. And they're no match for no destroyers, but nevertheless, they're still there. I don't know why they wanted to affect the trade routes, but nevertheless, we're here. War is inevitable. The buildup has already started. It's already escalated. We are here. So you better get your popcorn and stay glued to what's going on. You're not hearing too much about it on the mainstream news media. They're talking about stuff that's totally irrelevant. Well, it's not irrelevant. It's amazing how that. Well, I'm gonna stay the course on this, okay? But war is here. It's here, people. It's literally here. And you're looking at the inception of it and the beginning of it. And it's going to be a lot of death. It's going to be a hell of a lot of death and a hell of a lot of carnage. And people are going to find out that while Trump would rather make a deal, I mean, because the truth is you get more with honey than you do with vinegar. And but when a deal can't be made, they're going to find out that this man ain't playing around or his administration. If a deal can't be made, then we going on with it. And then I think Zelensky, Ukraine, turned down our deal, huh, for the mineral rights. No, I thought it was just a gift. You're not purchasing. We don't owe you nothing. Ooh. I hope that we let Ukraine go into the ash heaps, personally, myself. Sending all these billions of dollars from these so-called elected representatives going against the will of the public. The Republic of the United States of America, the people, we the people, we the people. We don't want that. We don't want to send all that money over there and we can't even take care of the people in our own backyard. I want you to stay tuned. And the reason why I want you to stay tuned, we just got out of a so-called quote-unquote war. And I'm glad that some of you know history and answer the question, because the last time war was ever declared was, I think, 1941, 42. And it's something, but yet and still, we're still in all these perpetual wars, the military-industrial complex. We are, and it looks like we're getting ready to go right back into another one again. I'm just wondering where America's going to get the soldiers from, because, and who going to fight this war? Because you got a bunch of alternatives over here, man. And I don't think they got the stomach for war, or much less to fight it. I think one reason why I'm telling, because whatever moves you need to make, whatever you need to do, it wouldn't be crazy if they turn around and implement a draft because they can't get nobody to go in. That'd be just like Ukraine, getting people off the streets and throwing guns in their hands and tell them, get out there and go die for this war-torn country. I would actually draw a line in the sand and say, until we see your rich children go to war or get drafted or be in the military, man, we ain't going nowhere. That's just the way it is.